Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll, and like yesterday, the weather is making the news. There's a winter storm warning in effect until midnight tonight. They're calling for about 7 inches of snow during the day today, and for tonight about 2 more inches before conditions change, and by tomorrow partly sunny and cold, but cold wind chills. So we're going to be getting quite a bit of snow and some cold conditions over the next 24 hours. We'll be telling you more about that coming up. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she expects the reauthorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund to pass no later than next week. Hunters, anglers, and conservationists have asked the Wisconsin Democrat to work for its passage when they met with her last September. The fund uses money from federal oil and gas leases for projects in parks, rivers, and forests. It had expired 4 months ago. Baldwin says the passage will be permanent. The man accused of kidnapping Jamie Kloss and killing her parents waived his right to a preliminary hearing. 21-year-old Jake Patterson made his first in-person court appearance yesterday in Barron County Court. The judge bound Patterson over for trial on 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, kidnapping, and burglary. Investigators say Patterson admitted to abducting the 13-year-old girl and shooting her parents at the time of his arrest. And Republican leaders of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate suggest that highway repairs could be funded by establishing toll roads. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald broached the subject at a Wisconsin Counties Association meeting Wednesday. Fitzgerald says tolling could be the only way to solve transportation infrastructure problems. He says collecting tolls could generate billions of dollars to cover costs. Fitzgerald says raising the gas tax won't create enough revenue. And City of Rhinelander residents are invited to the ADRC of the Northwoods Friday to talk about their opinion on the city's future, both positive and negative, and to have a civil discussion. As the founding director of the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service, Eric Giordano, works with university and community partners to address key policy issues. He's also an associate professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point. Giordano says he was approached by local groups to discuss issues in a civil way.
Maybe developing some skill sets and opportunities for residents of the area to learn how to engage in more civil dialogue and conversation, maybe engage in some greater civic participation around local issues that matter without getting into the incivility that seems to plague a lot of our national and even state conversation.
Giordano is hoping more City of Rhinelander residents come forward. He'll be at the ADRC of the Northwoods Friday from 9 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. He'll also be there the following Friday, February 15th. He says residents can drop in anytime to talk with him and share opinions. And a limited number of Rhinelander residents will be able to let a small amount of water run to avoid freeze-ups. City Water Utility announced residents who have had freeze-up problems in the past can begin running water if they have prior approval from the utility. More information is on the City of Rhinelander website. You can contact the water utility or city offices for more information. And officials with the University of Wisconsin system report nearly 37,000 students at all levels graduated during the 2017-2018 academic year. That's a new record for the system, 13% more than 10 years ago. More than 4,900 students of color are doubling the number who graduated a decade ago. And System President Ray Cross says the positive numbers show faculty and staff are doing a great job helping students move toward a degree. The weather forecast for this afternoon, again, there is a winter storm warning in effect until midnight. Snow could be heavy at times, about 7 inches today. Then about 2 more inches tonight before the temperature drops to about 2 below. And then Friday, partly sunny and cold with a high near 4. Friday night, low around 15 below. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 13. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.